95% of people infected with HIV live in the developing world, where there's a global push by the World Health Organization to get antiviral therapy to as many patients as possible. The authors of a study published in the online journal Public Library of Medicine say that everyone who needs anti-AIDS drugs should get them, but they also warn that the therapy may not be as successful as its advocates hope. The lead author of the study, Rebecca Bogley of London's Imperial College, says drug therapy in poor countries might not have the desired effect unless there are adequate resources. Ms. Bogley says the absence of these resources, such as counseling patients about how to prevent spreading HIV, could limit the effectiveness of the WHO campaign.
And the WHO is envisaging very, very large-scale rollout of antiretroviral therapy where this kind of infrastructure will not be available. And therefore, the very long extension in life expectancy that we've seen in industrialized countries might not necessarily be the same.
To try to predict various outcomes of antiviral therapy in resource-poor countries, Bogley and colleagues at Imperial College developed a model of HIV conditions in Malawi and sub-Saharan Africa. She says even with AIDS drugs, the model predicts HIV-positive individuals in developing countries are unlikely to do well because they tend to be diagnosed at a late stage in the disease. They also face a lack of resources that enable them to monitor their progress, as well as poor nutrition and problems taking the drugs prescribed on a regular basis. Bogley says the goal of antiviral therapy in Malawi and other countries is that more people will be diagnosed earlier in the course of the disease. This, in turn, will enable them to get on the drug regimen earlier, feel better, and live longer. But Ms. Bogley adds that early diagnosis also has consequences.
This means altogether that actually HIV prevalence increases with antiretroviral therapy. If we saw an increase in sexual behavior as well, then that would increase it even further.
She cited the example of the United States, where the widespread use of antiviral drugs led to an increase in unprotected sexual activity among gay HIV-positive men. As always, Bogley says the message of her and other recent studies is that safe sex counseling is an essential part of any AIDS control program. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.